acting the same like the Rambam. Mam is the same. In respect to the Rabbanon, there is a difference between the Rashbam Shik and the Rambam Shik. Because in respect to the Rabbanon, so according to the Rashbam, there is a machleket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asher, and Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rashbam, holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Rabbanon holds mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is mivatle zuezu, mimele, but in the Rambam Shik. Because in respect to the Rabbanon, so according to the Rashbam, there is a machleket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asher, and Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rashbam, holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Rabbanon holds mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is mivatle zuezu, mimele, because if mitzvah give a sachas or mitzvah, so there is little on each mitzvah, so there is no kima mitzvah whatsoever. Well, according to Rav Asher, so the Rabbanon not even chilek on the din of mitzvahs in mivatle zuezu, but the Rabbanon only chilek on. And here, where Gil says, the ideal thing is all the truth, it's not naked, but it's not a proper way to eat it with that naked is not true. And the Rabbanan says, true Mitzvah, what is there to do, but there is no preference in eating it all the truth. You can eat it either way. So these are the portions. Now, we have to see the piece of the moral in this Woche, and I hope that you went over it, so I'll be able to run over it. I'm not going to take place. Now, first, a small piece of Gemara, the Chaynches. The Chaynches, Omad Aleph, Omar Ishlokish, Ha-Pigol Va-Neisa, Va-Tomil Shebolun, Zebuzer, Va-Ochon Potter. So there are two verses in the Gemara. I didn't ask you to go over the pages. One verse is the way it appears in our text. Hakido v'amisa batomim shevolun ze bezeh v'yochun spota. So that means three verses altogether, and she ate them on the tricha, some mele the pigle and the shlokish holds, that the Isurim is Mevatlin Zezeh, so Mele, the two places of Pigel and Mesa are Mevatlin, the one Kazayis of Tomei, the two places of Pigel and Tomei are Mevatlin, the one Kazayis of Mesa, and the two places of Mesa and Tomei are Mevatlin, the one Kazayis of Pigel. So every Isa becomes Bokel. So every Isa comes bottle, so he should be able to eat. Only Suri Teva, according to the Shlokish, is very simple way. He has to eat of the Tricha, three Suri, Chile, Dam, and Treif and Vele. So he has a Hedda, Chasm Sholem. So the Beshiyote, in Simon Tavich Chesh, pointed out, of course, it's a double portion, that when we say Bishlokish hold is serving the background there. So what's how the difference? So we have a pigle names are Tommy. So the pigle and names are on the battle of Tommy. So what happens whenever one thing is put on the other? So the Dovah Rabotin loses his identity in the Dovah on the battle. In the two places of Pigel and Mesa, so our Mivatel the Tomei, so the Tomei loses his identity of Tomei. And what kind of an identity does it require of Heta? How can it acquire an identity of Heta? It loses its identity in Pigel and Mesa, so it cannot acquire an identity of ob Pigel Nisa, because you can only acquire an identity of Pigel or of Nisa. How can you acquire an identity of Pigel Nisa? There is no such thing. Either something is Pigel or something is, or I sometimes one could be Pigel and Nisa together. But in this case, it could not acquire. So the answer is, as the Reb Chaim explained it, I mean that he never portion, it's not the Chitz Reb Chaim, there's the plain pshat. There is no other pshat. In other words, they are two issues. There is a Nisa pot, the love of Nisa. There is a love of people, there is a love against others, and then there is a love with Seichel called Teivo. So the Meir holds that if somebody will take a Chotzik Azayis of people and a Chotzik Azayis of Neisa and the mastering for the love of Seichel called Teivo will get Malchus. The other Tanoim Achil, and they say there is no Malchus if you eat a Chotzik Azayis people and a Chotzik Azayis Neisa. Because the love of Seichel called Teivo is a love to the fullness, so there is no Malchus. But he certainly ate there a love that I say, besides the Isa of Chotzishio, that he was not here. Chotzishio was not here according to the Rambam, the new Isa. And if somebody is Nishba to eat Chotzikazayis in Bele, so it's not a Shwe Shov, the Shwe is in Machal, because it's also not Torah, but the new Isa, that we are Marbe from Tolchelet, Mashenkin, if he eats a Chotzikazayis people, and the Chotzikazayis means there, then he's even the love for Seichel called Teivo, but there is no Malchus. And if somebody would, so even the Rambam who says, Nishba Seichel Chotzikazayis Nivelo, Chotzikazayis Nivelo, so it's not a Shwe Shov, but suppose he's Nishba Shmuo She'echel, Siru, Shal Chotzikazayis Nivelo and Chotzikazayis Chelet, so then it will be Shwe Shov, because that's a Nisram for it to feel. The Seichel called Teivo. But where is Rabbi Yechon holding the store? The store is starting then there. There is Malchus for the Seichel called Teivo. So we pass and there is no Malchus. But he's even allowed to rise it. So here when Rishlochi says, the store in the bathroom says, hey, Rishlochi is only meaning that Bittu is Chal and he is a Proti. And he is a Proti. So there is no Malchus for people, there is no Malchus for nature, there is no Malchus for Tommy. But on the Shem Kloli of Isa, no Gittel. But on the Shem Kloli of Isa, we say Chukol Doi Eivo, so there is no Malchus. So this is what the Gemara says. That's the Shlom. Now then, the Gemara that I intend, anyway, briefly, the Shlok is shipping is that he's suing the Batman Zezer. But even though he's suing the Batman Zezer, so the Besiose, the Simon Sadik Ches, the Yadea says, it means that there is no Malchus. But for some of the ICT is, what does it mean there is no Malchus? Because Bittu is only Hal and the Shem Pot. But no Bittu is Hal and the Shem Isa Kvori. And where is the Isa, the Azore against the Shem Isa Kvori? The Seichel called Teivo. Then the Gemara says, "Who pleaded the Rabbi Elazar?" The Omer Rabbi Elazar, "Kishem shein mitzvah to the batrin v'elzu, kach in yisurim the batrin, kach in yisurim the batrin v'elzu." So even on the Shem Isa Proti, no people is how. So there is Malchus also. Had people by mitzvah atomi should build and said, "Well, and then he's there." So there is Malchus also because no people is how. Even on the Shem Pot. All right. Now, how do we pass to do? We pass to like Rishlokish that is suing the Batman Zezer. Or we pass to like a blazer that the same shame is the Batman Zezer. Nachem suing the Batman Zezer. So it's a machlekes Hashem. The Rosh and the Chubes pass to like Rishlokish. The Hatzidol Anissa Batomim Shevolim Zezer. So it's Potter. The Rambam and the Tur and the Mechaber and all the other Rishayim that I know passed like a blessing. The Rambam is in place with Ches, Milchus Maite Kabbalah. So he passed things, he's like a blessing, at the same thing, Mitzvah and Babel is a Jew, Kachin is a Jew, Man Shamisle, 两百个一起把这些做起来了，你看见我们国家搞的那时候很谁有谁和你把沙卡水一换，你是不是那么好那次没人以后说还是谁我给你这个本来是好的时候去要买生命发生这些你谁有谁是生命发生这些就给他们他们只有这个本身马子还跟还是搞得到本身马子嘛 I don't understand why you know the Agodas the Nusach is where you take m a t and that's based upon the Shikis Rambam in some Agodas and the Mahdi is mentioning that where you take Pesach Matzah but who knows about it? I mean all the Agodas so it's mentioned where you take Matzah but it means according to all the Shemim so it should be where you take Pesach Matzah but anyway I don't like this Kashis again, Rabbi. So, okay, so the Kashis, the Agode that is mentioned in the Mishneh and in the Mechilta, of course, you have this Kashis and you have to delve into it. But the Nusach that is mentioned in the Agodes that you sell, I don't like this Kashis. So he says, Kilo Tirch Pesach Matzah Moor Basachas Uliyoset Ta'amore Umuvato Et Ha'matz. Now, the question is again the Rambam. So the Rambam is very complicated. The Rambam passes. The Rambam passes. The Hakach Tirch Matzah Moor Et Ha'chas Amitabo Zahar. He says, Umbor Yadol Chadar Yishanotin Merachon Shon Tirch Kona Ashias Matzah Tamreon Beichon. Die noch auf Mathe des Nazim, Mörf, Nazim, Mörf, also des Nazim, Nazim, so der Reibe zählst, kostet der Reibe zahl, so okay, Hillel. So die Kashi ist, wo die Pasken, wo die Zisofik, wo der Aloche ist, Hillel, und der Chachoni, und der Rami ist halt der Aloche Chesels, die Gemorre auf Kabine, und dann, if it is Hillel, die kommen auf den Zahazid al-Udai, Zahazid al-Udai, because according to Hillel, he should say, he should be Kirch Pesach Matzimah. And this is your Shalme, in Chal, this is the Asodhi. He drove, whether he went over or not, but I heard, it's a short piece in your Shalme, the Kalef Kalalochal. Hillel azokei no yokeirich shloshton kiachas. Omar Abirichanen chluki nal Hillel azokei. The Chabirov, like Abirichanen here on the bottom. Chluki nal Hillel azokei. So the Yoshalme Sikashe, or Abirichanen keirich matzo morech. Abirichan himself was made. When did Abirichan arrive? Not with Manabayis. Manazeh. Vor Abirichan in Kirch Matzo Mosh. So the Yerushalmi, the first verse of the Yerushalmi is Kam Bishas Amigdosh, Kam Shalimfot. In other words, Hillel Azokin, Abirichan he says, Dirichachonim Yocheli Kam Hillel. Achel. So the Chachonim Yocheli Kam Hillel with my Abayim. And I say, the Chacham agree with you, that you can eat matzah more. In other words, the Rabbi Yechanim was this man, I say, of course. So anyway, so that your Chacham is diametrically opposed to our Gemara, because here the Gemara says, the appeal of Mandoma mitzvahs, the appeal of Mandoma, אפילו מנדמה, פליטים רפים זה איזה רענים, איזה רעיצה, איזה רעיצה, איזה רבונם, איזה רבונם, אבל זה רעיצה, איזה רבונם, איזה רבונם, ואפילו איזה רעיצה. So it's a reverse. So even according to Hillel, that you can be Kera, so that's only the Mahabais, because both are the rights. But the Mahazel, you cannot be Kera. And your Shomit says, just a reverse. In other words, that Hillel, that the Chachamim or Holocaust Hillel, but still the Abirichanen acted like Hillel, because Chavrich and Yod Yizmanazeh, when the Chachomim, when the Chilik and Hillel, all the rabbis, but Yizmanazeh, you can be Terech. And how the Gemara says, the Yizmanazeh, you cannot be Terech, even according to Hillel. And the Yerushalmi says, just the reverse, that Yizmanazeh, you can be Terech, even according to Rabbah. Such a machlekes between the Babu and the Yerushalmi should be diametrically opposed to the Babu. That's unusual. But that's the case of Yerushalmi. Tam bishas hamidosh, tam shalim sam. Then Yerushalmi goes on. Dafitina tam bishas hamidosh. You can say that the truth is that Chabir Hanunim is the lacha from Abayis. But the Chabir Hanunim has done what he did, even with Manabayis. But it's not in conflict with what the Rabbanan appeal say. Chabir Hanunim that can become the Shasamichos, Shneid Vorm Rodin Alechot, Umibasun Eishon. So in other words, that when the Chachamim say, that's how the Kumeidah come later, you all explain the Shalmi, you couldn't explain your Shalmi in any way. Because what was their strategy? For your Kirich Pesach Matzavara. So he had two mitzvahs. He made it one. So two mitzvahs, so he made it one, the Chachamim whole can be divided. If somebody would be Terech, Matzumar, so it's one chatzim of the chat, the way that Yerichanem did it with Mazeh, but he could have done that with Manabayis too. Because the Chachomim were only Chilit and Hillel in the Dab, to each Richel, two kinetic ones, of being Terech, Pesach, Matzumar. So we have the Pesach and the Matzah is Nevatel and the Morir and the Morir and the Matzah is Nevatel the Pesach and the Pesach and the Morir is Nevatel the Matzah. So according to Rabban Akiva, Bashim came somebody wore the Pesach Matzah Morir. So it's not Shneid Vorm Rodin Alechot. So then, even the Chachamim is a fool of it. You can do it. So, what's the pshat? But then, the Yerushalmi says, that Yehisi B'Shem Rebelozo, Kishem Shem and Suri Mibatrin Zeze, Kachin Amitzes Mibatrin Zeze. Kachin Amitzes Mibatrin Zeze. So it appears on the surface like the memory of Reb Lezer in Bavli, that I encased. The Omer Reb Lezer, Kishim Shemitz in Bavli, Zezu, Kachin Shem Bavli, Zezu. But it just the other way it's formulated, just inversely, because the way it's formulated in the Bavli, so in Zvochim, that I encased. So first of all, the Bavli doesn't say Reb Yehisi, Kishim, Reb Lezer, but Reb Lezer in there. And the Bible says, Kishin Shin Mitzvahs and Batrin Zerzu, Kachin Surim and Batrin Zerzu, Kachin Surim. So the basic proposition according to the Bible by Reb Lezer is that Mitzvahs are not in Batrin Zerzu. That's more positive. But Kishin Shin Mitzvahs and Batrin Zerzu, Kachin Surim and Batrin Zerzu. But what is more positive? The Mitzvahs in Batrin Zerzu. But the same principle, Reb Lezer says, applies to Yisurim also. But here, Reb Yisrael, Reb Lezer says in verse 9, Kishen Yisheinu Yisurim Yivadlin Zezer. I don't know whether inversely, maybe the proper word would be conversely. Kishen Yisheinu Yisurim Yivadlin Zezer. Kach Eina Mitzves Yivadlin Zezer. So the basic proposition is that Yisurim are not Yivadlin Zezer. But the same principle applies to mitzvahs, just the converse, the formulation, is the converse of the formulation above. Here's something. So, the Caranero asks all these questions. First, Chonin, the sight, the spirit, and the God, your Chonin itself is very difficult. As you point your Chonin, it's just for a sacrifice of the God. According to your Chonin, so even the Rabbonim of the realm, who say that mitzvahs is Mirabrazer, so that's only this man advice, but this man as well, even the Rabbonim of the realm, will be made that they mitzvahs Mirabrazer. Just the opposite of the Bible. All right, the Bible is understandable, but your child is not understandable. So what's the chance? The Jeremiah in his work in the I think that to the question of mitzvahs and battle versus or that two problems. One way argues the problem whether there is people on the head. The general people, what kind of people is it? It's people on the head. Let's say when Israel is celebrated, or Shishi, so then we say it's but the Lord is but the Shishi. So that means the Israel, the one Kazayis, let's say, of Israel, is Nisarei with 60 Tzvesim of them. So it's possible to see. So what does it mean? That the one Kazayis of Israel loses his identity in the heaven. It loses its identity. It's never left. That's big and bitter of the same way. So it's bitter and the heaven. Of the Isra, they become bottled in the hearts of the earth. So here too, a people of an Isra, a Thomas, 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 and the Hertz is, but then there is another Rashi in explaining Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi is Vochim, the Rashbam is Vochim, Rashi is Vochim. We all say, Kilo Kirch Matsu Moga Sachas, the Yosef Tamore Rumbapo in Tamas. So this is what he said. Why does Rashi emphasize? The Yosef Tamore Rumbapo in Tamas. He should say, The Lose Matze of Pesach, in the battle of Imara. The Lose Pesach of Matze in the battle of Imara. The Lose Pesach of Mora in the battle of Matze. And the Hepte. Why do we talk about the Tam? Who is interested in the time? In people is serving me. It's just timing. Who is interested in the time? Who is interested in the time? We are concerned whether in the Hepte of Isa. So, in this book, where the Hefze of Israel loses his identity, here, where the Hefze of the Mitzvah, the Matzah, loses his identity in the role of Pesach and Lord. So why do we talk about time? Why do we talk about time? So apparently, here there is another problem. Assuming that there is no people of mitzvah, mitzvah, and hech. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, to show mitzvah, mitzvah, and hech, so that's the basic proposition, that there is no bitter of the hech, that one hech of mitzvah should lose his identity in another hech. So, the same, who says that here? Because the Tirol had held that there can be people on the head of Moria can be held, that the head of Moria should be lose his identity in the head of Pesach and Matzah. So then you need to be kind of so the shame. So verses, the shame is in the Bible verses, Tirol's head and shame the power. There is no people on the Hefze of Mitzvah, in another Hefze of Mitzvah, just as there is a people of the Hefze of Israel in the Hefze of Israel. 저 파생세금이 나오는 거예요. There is no beetle on the head. But then there is another part. True, there is no beetle on the head. So the matzah retains this identity as a head of matzah. And the morah retains this identity as a head of morah. The Pesach retains its identity as a chepter of Pesach, in spite of the fact that it's commingled with two other chepters. It still retains its identity. It still retains its identity. But when a person eats, that the mice are naturally, he chews, he swallows. Well, the mice are meat that consist in the swallowing, not in the chewing. So he has a certain sensation. And when he swallows, so he filled the tamat. And even, let's say, it has nothing to do with the more bolamat yotze, bolamor yotze that filled your souls, because when you swallow it, you don't chew it, so then there is still a sensation of the tongue. But the sensation is dull. So there's a question, by more we require a sharp sensation, not a dull sensation. So that's why Bola Nora Lo Yotso and Bola Matzo Yotso, there's another Yotso, all right, but the usual Yotso is Bola Matzo Yotso, Bola Nora Lo Yotso. Because Nora is Zeicher, so it has to feel the calm of bitter of the reels, so it has to have a sharp sensation. Not a dull sensation. But when somebody swallows, there is a sensation of that. Sharp, dull, there is a sensation. I mean, I'm sure that everybody swallows medications, so if the medication is very bitter, you swallow it, you feel it's very bitter. You know, that's why many people, they have to swallow a pill with water. But you can swallow a soft candy without water. But the medication, you can't swallow it without water. Why? Because the medication is usually bitter, because it's not enjoyable. Some melee, they have to use water, because even when you swallow, that's the easiest. You still feel the tongue. And a child, dull, but you still feel the tongue. Some melee, there's another problem. Two, each is not about Jesu. So there is no bitter color in the head. But let there be bitter on the Maisa Mitzvah, because when Hillel swallowed a piece of matzah and a piece of Pesach and a piece of Morah, the Vasachas, so what kind of tam did he feel? Did he feel the tam of Pesach? No, it was at all. It was a blended tam. It was a new tam. Did he feel the tam of Morah? It was a blended, it was a unique time. So the melee in the Maisa Mitzvah, so the Maisa Mitzvah of the swallowing of the Pesach and the Matzah together with the Moriah should negate the Maisa Mitzvah, the sensation of the time of Moriah. And the sensation of the time of the Moriah and the Matzah should negate the Maisa Mitzvah of the sensation of Pesach. Another side. So here are the problems. First of all, you say that there is no people calling the Hefzeh of Mitzvah. And then, true, there is no people calling the Hefzeh. But there should be bitter on the Maisa Mitzvah, because the Maisa Mitzvah should be bitter, because he has the sensation of the Tam Matzah blended with the sensation of the Tam Morer and Pesach. So melee, one sensation should be negate the other sensation, because it's a new kind of a sensation, it's a new kind of a Tam. It's not a time of Pesach, it's not a time of Matzah, it's not a time, it's a hybrid sensation. So the melee should be Nevada. So you'll say, not only is there even a bitl on the Hefzeh, there isn't even a bitl on the Maisa, because Mitzvahs are not Nevada. So now I understand the different formulation in the godly and in yourself. And then in the godly, so it's mentioned the name of the blesser, not the basic shem of blesser. In yourself it's mentioned in the name of the basic shem of blesser, because the godly here says, Tishem Shem Mitzvah Shem Batle Zeshu, Kachem Surim Batle Zeshu. Kachem Surim Batle Zeshu. So the basic proposition is that Mitzvah is not Batle. That's the basic proposition. That's the basic proposition. Whether the same principle applies to Surim, the Machlokes, the Shlokes, and the Blah. But the basic proposition is that there is no Bittul Chal and the Chetz of Mitzvah. What you say, that only implies there is no people out of one chetz of mitzvah and another chetz of mitzvah. But one chetz of mitzvah cannot lose its identity in another chetz of mitzvah. But by showing one isa, protein can lose its identity in another isa protein. That's what Sartre says, no. Just if there is a principle, according to Hillel, that one chetz of mitzvah cannot lose its identity in another chetz of mitzvah, there is a similar halacha that one chetz of mitzvah cannot lose its identity in another chetz of mitzvah. That's the Gemara in the Bible. Then the Yerushalmi Rabbi Yisrael Blesser says, "Tishen shim yisurim yivatlin yivatlin." That is expressive of the other principle. That there's another question. The truth that the chetzer of one mitzvah does not lose its identity in the chetzer of another mitzvah, but there should be a negation, a mutual negation in the maisa mitzvah, that the maisa mitzvah, that the sensation of the time of Pesach and Matzah should negate the maisa mitzvah of the sensation of Moriah. And the Maisa Mitzvah of the sensation of Morel and Matzah should negate the Maisa Mitzvah of the sensation of Pesach. So they should negate each other. So then Rabbi Yisrael Blesser, Tishem Shem Yisurim Vatnizer, that's it of a portion. The Maisa Mitzvah, the Shaila is only Machlokes between the Shlokes and the Blesser, where the Bittul is Chal and the Chetzer. So Chetzer, that's the general principle. But in Maisa Mitzvah, so in Maisa Mitzvah, there is no Bittul. That's a question that has to be considered. So that was the discussion between Hillel and the Chachamim. But in Maisa Avera, in Maisa Avera, there is certainly no Halacha, that the sensation that one feels when he swallows Nivele should negate the Maisa Avera of the sensation that at the same time he swallows Chet. So that's it of a person. So here he says, that Yehsi Yishen Rablesa, Kishen Shin Yisur Mibatim Yehseh, Tachin Amitza Shibatim Yehseh. So Mele the Pshat in Yerushalmi is Kimim Chaymana. Hill azot no etir shlosh and tachas. Omer Abyechani, chlukin al hill azot. Vorab, nabue, vorab yechani, kirach matzo morea. So tam bish as amidot, tam shaloi bish as amidot. So the Tom Yoes, that's diametrically opposed to our Gemara. No, it's not diametrically opposed. Because, why is it diametrically opposed? Because how did Moses say it? It's the reverse. But if Hebrew Hero says, he's saying about it, how many of the Reis say the Reis? But the Reis of the Rabbonon is also the Rabbonon and the Reis. So the Ramban explained it because the Rabbonon on the Reis, and at the Reis level is Rishus. So Rishus is in the battle of the Reis. So that's only so, Rishus in Vav de Reise, but Rishus in Vav de Reise, and the Gemara says, the Gemara here in Stochen says, the Hafim and the Amish in Vav de Reise, how many of the Reise of the Reise, is the Rabban and the Rabban. So, the Gemara explains that Rabbinah printed out משום בספיר היה נעתיד את מעזה וראיתם מאוד רבנו, מנו יצחבים את פסקיס לייק, לייק רובר, ומעתיד את מעזה וראיתם בתחבך את היעקב ישראל, עם חפייך את היעקב הויץ, וג'וסטס מורה בזמן הזה יש לרבנו, סומעתיד את מעזה, כי זה אולסו לרבנו, לא אולסו רבנו, סומעלה, פשעתי בתחביך, אני הויץ לייק חפך את היעקב, so maybe there's no fear about it. The reason is because when can we distinguish between the rights, mitzvah, mitzvah, and mitzvah, and rishus? That's in regard to the question as to whether it is how and the mind are this way. So then we say, Will says, the rights and the rights, so the mind are mitzvah. Of one device cannot negate the Maisa Mitzvah of another device. But a Maisa and Maisa Rishus can negate the, a Maisa Mitzvah. Mashenkin in regard to the book of the Chalasse. So then it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference of the Raisa or the Rabbonon. And as far as the Bittu in the Heft is concerned. So the question is, can Bittu be Chal and Heft of Mitzvah? So, but it doesn't make any difference whether the Reise and the Reise or the Reise and the Rabbon. The difference between the Reise and the Reise and the Reise and the Rabbon is only from the perspective of Bittu and the Maisa Mitzvah, with the sensation involved in the Maisa Mitzvah of one Mitzvah, so whether the Maisa can be the battery of the sensation, the Maisa Mitzvah of another Mitzvah. But if one is in the Mitzvah Rabbonon, so on the right level, it's a Maisa Rishus, then can be the battery of the Maisa Mitzvah, that the Maisa Mitzvah that is Mitzvah not Rishus. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like Chavacha b'Yaakov, so mainly it's just the other way. Omer Rabbi, so for Rabbi Yochanan, Keach Matzimora, Kam Bishas HaMigdos, Kam Shaloi Bishas HaMigdos. So in other words, so Rabbi, the Chachomim, Achille, I'm here, and they say, the peace is in battle is Yezu, because, not because the Hefetz of the Mitzvah is bottle. The Chachomim of Yerah agree with Yerah that the Hefetz of Mitzvah is not bottle, but the Maisa Mitzvah is bottle. One Maisa Mitzvah negates the other Maisa Mitzvah, because there is a blended sensation. It's not a real sensation, so one is Mivatir, the other Maisa Mitzvah. The other Maisa Mitzvah. So there, it's just a Midot. So then the Chachamim say, when it's a question of the Mitzvah, the Raisa, then we are Machmir. And we say that there is not a real Maisa Mitzvah if there is blended. Mashem Kim when the Mitzvah is only the Rabbonon, so we are not concerned about the fact that it's a blended Maisa Mitzvah. It's a blended Maisa Mitzvah. So that's what he said. Darkinu Teina Kam Dekam Vishas HaMigdos Shnei Dverim Robim Alechot and Batron Yisot. In other words, insofar as the Bittul and the Maisa Mitzvah is concerned, so there's a difference between two Maisa Mitzvahs being blended with one Maisa Mitzvah, two against one, or one sensation against one. So, in other words, the Chachomim only Achilit and Hillel, whereas Hillel holds that there is no Bittul of the Maisa Mitzvah and another Maisa Mitzvah, even when Shnei Dvorim Chodim Alechot, so the Chachomim say, no, if it's two Maisa Mitzvahs, is a Robo Alechot, so the sensation of the time of Pesach and Matzah is Robo, And the sensation of Moria then, this double sensation of Matzah, of Pesach and Matzah, negates the sensation of Moria, of the glee of Moria. And the same way, the double sensation of the glee of Matzah Moria negates the single the sensation of Pesach. But when just Matzah Moria, so Mele, one Chadli Gadi Chad, so there is no people, the sensation of the Matzah is does not negate the sensation of the Moria. So Mele, the Rambam doesn't pass the careers like here. Because the Rambam himself passed. The man is there when it's only question the Rabbanon, he has to do it in a three ways, in that way. He has three ways. Because it's a subject where the Allah is like Hillel or like the Chachamim. But the Rambam in discussing Bernabais, so he says, even according to the Rabbanon, so the Yerushalmi says that you can be kirech matzah more even with Manabais. Because only when the Chachamim say that mitzvahs and batleis were said, in the Maisan it said, when shnei dvorim rov alechot, but the tzechot al chaverei, then there is no bitul in the Maisan it said. In so far as bitul the chatzis concerned, it doesn't matter whether it's two chatzis or it's one chatzis, as long as we have two zeitzim of one mitzvah against one kazayis, what does it matter? One mitzvah or two mitzvah? As long as in the Hefzer there are two against one, so there could be hal between the Hefzer, if bitul is hal in the Hefzer. But we say bitul is not hal in the Hefzer altogether. If Hefzer one mitzvah cannot lose its identity in the Hefzer and another mitzvah. Masheiki in regard to the bitul in the Maisa mitzvah, that the sensation of one mitzvah negates the sensation of the other mitzvah in the Maisa mitzvah, the very, very different. If the Shnei Dvorim Rov Alechot, then it isn't that way of the earth. But if one against one is not about some melee, the Rambam has something where the Allah is like you're the Chachamim, some melee. He doesn't pass him the Hakach Kirch Pesach Matzah Moria. Tiachas, because maybe the Aloche is like the Rabbanon of here. How can you make it? So he says the Hakach Kirch Matzah Moria. So the Shalom says, if it's not Shnei Dvorim Rov Alechot, then even the Chachamim might agree that there is no Bitul on the Maisan Mitzvah. So there's an option. והכך כך מצו מור את האחר סלטבו בחריצס ודוב ראש נחו מחשם זה יצבו לה אחר מצו סלטבו מלכון ונוח לו מצו בבנעת ומור בבנעת ובחרת בבנעת או לבנעת All right, now, on Sunday, so I expect to start this year at 11 o'clock, so we'll try to cover the Rambam, and that you'll have to look up the semen. The semen, I don't remember what we semen put, you look it up. So the Torah and the Mishoset, he mentioned the different Mishoels. So then we discuss the rest of the Rambam on Sunday and Monday, and we'll cover as much as we'll be able to. Okay.